This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And one of our greatest problems is our insensitivity to our jinayat, to our crimes. Our insensitivity to our crimes. Because it could be one thing that you do that earns you salvation. And it could be one thing that you do that earns you damnation. Like, you know, remember 15 years ago when you... Do you remember 15 years ago when you yelled in your mother's face? It could have been the destructive one. And you just moved on. You were so insensitive. But Allah may have been watching this. And then, you know, like an avalanche of destruction may have befallen you. You didn't see it. But Allah had made up, you know, decisions about it. You know, the things were decreed from that time on that you will be bewildered and confused for the rest of your life. Did you see what Bani Israel did when they refused to walk with Musa across Sinai into the Holy Land? And then they just, for 40 years, a generation was wiped out. People died in Sinai. You know, a good portion of them died in Sinai and we were never able to make it because of one act of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think you have not been through, you have not done any of this stuff? You really haven't done anything that would be a reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to throw you in confusion? And so, and then you think that you will be able to move beyond it, to get out of it, to, you know, release yourself from its captivity without His help? Never. Because you may think that you're guided, but you are so misguided. You may think that you're doing well. هَلُنَبِّئَكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Should I not tell you of the ones with the worst deeds, الْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ, those whose sa'i or their work in this dunya was all misguided while thinking that they are doing well. They were confident that they were doing well. And those are الْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. So مُطَالَعَةِ الْجِنَايَةِ is basically to be sensitive to your own jinayat. Be sensitive to your own crimes. And that is where we will talk about this when we talk about the muraqabah and we talk about the muhasaba, self-reckoning. It is being sensitive to your own jinayat. And remember your jinayat that you may have committed 40 or 50 years ago because it may have been the one that destroyed you. It may have been the one that kept you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you repent. And unless you seek Allah's help to repent. And if you don't remember them, then a tawbah al-amma. But tawbah al-amma needs to be really sincere. Tawbah al-amma, which is the general tawbah, you know, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete repentance from all of your jinayat. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. Tawbah al-amma is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of your jinayat, those that you remember and those that you do not remember. Inshallah, it will rid you of the jinayah. But if it is a sincere tawbah, if it is tawbah nasuha or a sincere tawbah.